We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, the podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Before we get started, I just want to say that if you're interested in seeing the improv duo Poster Boys, we have performed several times on this podcast. You could see us live and in person at the Beat Lounge at Second City this Friday, January 20th, and next Friday, January 27th at 10:30 p.m. We have a fun musical guest open for us every week, and then after that, we do some improv. So far, it has been a blast, and I hope you guys can make it. You could find links to our tickets, or just a link to our tickets, on the Try This Podcast Facebook page, or you could probably just literally search Poster Boys, Music Jam, Second City, in any of that form, on Google, and you should be able to find us. Moving on, this week's episode, we have our very first live episode. Claire Linick was nice enough to invite me to perform in one of her shows that she's been doing on and off for a while called Funeral for a Fictional Friend. It's a weekly show where every week they hold a funeral for a different fictional character. The last couple weeks they did Dumbledore and Jenny Gump from Forrest Gump, and I was like, this would be perfect for a podcast because most of these bits are just auditory. So this week we did the funeral of Han Solo. And I recorded it. I'll be jumping in here and there to describe what people are wearing, but that's about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Han Solo's Funeral, hosted by Claire Linick, recorded live at the I.O. Theater in Chicago. Enjoy.
Sat that chair there. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to get through this thing called life. Life without Han Solo. I think I speak for everyone here when I say Han Solo has touched us in many places. Our souls, our hearts, our brains, our witty quips, everywhere. And we come here today as friends to remember him and lift him up. And though we celebrate the fact that he wasn't here to have to see Rogue One, we mourn that he couldn't be with us here tonight. But we do have an old friend of ours, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, I'm just going to interject really quick here. This is Will Bybee. He is dressed exactly like Obi-Wan Kenobi. If you don't know, it's off-white robe thing with the big monk-like brown hood over it. Back to the show.
Hello there. I'm Ben Kenobi. And I'm dead. Han Solo meant a lot to many people. Beloved friend, lover. To me, I'm relatively indifferent. Why? Why, you ask? Well, I knew him for all of 2 hours one day. I met him in an afternoon, and then shortly thereafter, I committed suicide. Why was I invited to come here? I wasn't. Not at all. I'm just a dead man who likes to meddle in the lives of the living. And everyone that I knew who was alive, namely one person in particular I like to mess with, give him. Luke! No! The other one! Luke, no! Go to the other island! She'll never find you! Luke! He's an idiot. You'd think from the 1 hour of training I gave him on the Millennium Falcon, he would have known better. Yes, he only got 1 hour of training from me, and yet he always comes looking to me for help. He at least got like 3 days with Yoda, but does he go to Yoda all the time? No, he keeps coming to me. Which, if he knew the whole truth of how I found his father and dismembered him, and he was my only friend and left him for dead. Well, it's probably better for Han Solo that I wasn't his friend. He was beloved by many, though. I remember when he died, it was as if millions of voices cried out in horror. And with that, I will be ultimately silenced. May the Force be with you, and with you, Han Solo.
Thank you so much, Obi-Wan. I think we kind of speak for everybody when we say maybe Han didn't have that many friends. Maybe throwing a funeral for him was a mistake and we should have stuck with more beloved characters. Is there anybody here that had something they wanted to say about Han? Anything that's on their heart?
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Chet Maxwell. How you doing?
All right, going to jump in again here real quick. This is Chet Maxwell being played by Adam Archer. He comes on stage from the audience in a flannel, some wristbands, and some aviator sunglasses.
Good luck, Chet Maxwell.
Chet.
Great.
I don't know Han that well, but we did some good business together. Main reason I'm here is trying to unload a load of carbonite. Got out in the back of the truck. You know, it's good for a lot of different things. You can store things in it. People use Ziploc bags for like avocados and shit. Let me tell you something. You put an avocado in carbonite, that 3-day roundness never happens. We did a lot of good business out there. Thing is, with carbonite, you know, the weird thing is, Han used to joke, I don't know who you are. And I'd say, that's right. And thing is, he put carbonite on the map. So when Han's got frozen, everyone paid attention to carbonite then, and we took off. We're in a bit of a downslope now. That stuff that the guy sprays on the screen doors and floats on is taking a lot of our business right now. Don't even know what it's called. But let me tell you something. If you're going to have any kind of night, have a carbon night.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Wow. Wow, he can't thank you enough. That was
Chet Maxwell, no, I got a truck out in the back. Filled to the brim with carbonite.
Perfect.
Feel free to.
We'll see you in the parking lot, Chad.
You're going on a picnic.
Absolutely. No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
On a picnic. Long distance travel.
Okay.
Thank you. Chet Maxwell's carbonite.
That was like unseen footage of It's a Wonderful Life. Because you know what? You never know whose lives you touched. And there's a lesson in there somewhere if we can find it. And I think we're going to find that lesson with our next speaker, a professor.
Okay, just real quick again, this is Stephen Kropa. He's dressed exactly like Indiana Jones, the brown leather jacket, boots, brown hat. But instead of a whip, he has a short piece of twine.
Hello. Yes, it's me, Mutt Williams. Yes, the son of the famed explorer Indiana Jones. I'm here mostly to support my friend Ben Solo, the son of famed adventurer Han Solo. There was a lot of similarities between us. Mostly, we both killed our fathers. Him with a lightsaber through the chest, and me with disappointment. You know, there's a lot of similarities between me and Han Solo. Sometimes we would joke, and I'd say, like, maybe I should have been Han's son, and you could be Indy's son. You know, we joke about that. Like, you know, he rode around with a big furry sidekick. I rode around on my motorcycle with my sidekick. His name was Chewbacca. Mine was Depression. Yeah. We have a lot of experience with aliens, you know. He was friends with aliens, and he would go to bars with aliens, and the aliens that I met killed a bunch of Russians. Where were you this year, aliens? Come on. Oh, man. You know, the thing about fathers is that you're only as good as the one that you had, so none of us will really ever be good fathers. You know, we kind of blame it on, it's just a never-ending cycle, you know. It's like, sometimes the first one's really good, then you have a little dip of the second one, and the third one's maybe better, but at least they debate about it, and then the fourth one's terrible. I don't really have anything else to say. Most of this was just some rope work. Good night, everybody.
I think we all cried at one point already. But we're not quite done. And I know what you're thinking to yourself. Claire's brought out three men. Certainly a woman is next. Now that's where you're wrong. I asked many women to come to this funeral. I even offered one of them money. She couldn't make it. I think as young, female-identifying folks, there was a certain love for Han Solo that doesn't necessarily carry through to adulthood. Maybe you've met too many Han Solos. Maybe someone who can't communicate whatsoever or be there for you for most of your life isn't as appealing as it used to be. No, there will be no women on this station besides myself. But I bring a lot of femininity everywhere I am. Thank you for that one clap. That is what I'm going to hear as I fall asleep tonight. And with that, I bring out another tall and masculine man. Chad Solo.
All right, this is me. I'm an idiot. I'm coming to stage with a Costa Maya Mexico tank top, neon shoes, a headband, and a Bluetooth speaker hanging from my basketball shorts.
What's up? I'm Chad Solo. Some of you guys don't know me. I'm Han's older brother. I'm sorry, I'm dressed like this. I was on vacation in Space Mexico when I got the word. I'm like, is that fucking idiot just in case in Carbonite again?
Nope.
Turns out he got killed by my nephew.
Ooh.
Slight delay on my Bluetooth, but I got it! So thanks for asking me to do this eulogy. One thing though, man, my nephew does have a big old schnoz, and I just want to point out that he does not get that from the Solo side of the family, because nobody on our side has that fucking beak, man. There it is. I found it. This guy knows what I'm talking about. He doesn't like big old beaks on dudes. All right. Any boobs. Hans and I were, like, really close growing up. And as you guys probably know, our parents died when we were really young. And I know he likes to tell people that he won it in a bet, but here's a fact about him, okay? He used his inheritance money to buy that fucking 1000 Eagle or Millennium Falcon thing that he really liked. Would I use my inheritance money on? An El Camino with a lift kit and space boot. There's a slight delay, but I got it. Seriously, you guys, I spend most of my time just flying around in my El Camino and fucking just slaying Gash in the galaxy, man. Yeah, the Gashaxy. You know what I'm talking about. That guy knows. Yeah, that guy's been doing it. Hold on. There it is. Dude, I took Han, or Hansi Bear, as I like to call him, to his first brothel, dude. And okay, so we're in Space Tijuana, and he didn't want to do it. He's all like, I got a bad feeling about this. And I'm like, I know how to play you. I go, what are the odds that you get space herbs? And he's like, don't tell me the odds. And then he was just fucking pounding that. Boom, you guys. Starting to regret that Bluetooth decision. Okay, I got off topic. And I know I've been joking around and air horning this whole time. But I really miss my little bro. And maybe this is just my way of dealing with it. He used to be a lot like me. A lot like me. Or peas in a pot. But he grew out of it and kind of became a good dude. A better guy than I could ever be. If he was here right now, I would tell him that I love him. And he'd tell me, I know, bro. Thank you.
What do you say? I swear to God.
Say yes to carbonite.
Okay. Coming out and speaking about him. And with that, we keep the family reunion going, and we bring out a misunderstood soul, Kylo Ren.
All right, this is CJ. He's dressed just like Kylo Ren with his hair covering part of his face.
Kylo Ren, the darkest soul in the universe, a.k.a. the last great warrior for the dark side, a.k.a. a metaphor for entitled fans who base themselves off classic characters instead of embracing new diverse options. But we're not here to talk about me, we're here to talk about my father. First, I'd like to thank the theater for providing the venue, our host for providing the speakers, and myself for providing the course. My father and I never got along, mainly because he would never, ever come to any of my poetry readings. But now he can't leave. I would like to share this with all of you. If you would like to read it later, it's on my Space Live Journal account. A long time ago, in a childhood far, far away, everything was light or dark. There was no room for gray. No room for a child like me to go. Hard to feel part of something when you're solo. Couldn't just be good, had to be the best. Forced to grow up in less than 3 parsecs. Don't call me Ben, named after Kenobi. Ironic, since no one, Obi, wants to know me. My constant companions have been sin and tragedy, always in pairs because twins run in my family. My mother, she was always the best of us, even if her past was a little bit incestuous. A military leader in diplomatic royalty, more of an inspiration than I could ever be. But my father, now there is a horse of a different color. Provided there are horses in this universe, I'm not really sure. Never let you forget he was the captain when he was on deck. kept his heart hidden in a compartment that no one ever checks. Turns out, you were smuggling yourself, to the detriment of your oldest son's mental health. How could I ever grow up to be so roguish and charming, especially when I dress like a cosplayer and look like Dimitri Martin? You're pithy and relaxed. I'm monosyllabic and myopic. You hang out at Mos Eisley. I prefer Hot Topic. You showed your disapproval with every single sight, like a space Hank Hill saying that boy's alt-right. How can you be such a nerd when your dad is so cool, said all the other kids at Jedi school? You always thought that mom's religion was hokey, but the Force was forced on me. But it let me see that this universe was balanced. If you could be the best, then I could be the worst. Because what did you ever do? The Empire suddenly back out of the blue. The poor desert scavengers will always be screwed. You lost your wife and your son too. Your exploits were epic, but there were far too few. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. You can fight and fight until you're stabbed through the heart. But you can't stop the galaxy's lashless family from falling apart. It doesn't take Force visions to know bad things will go down. But you'll never lose a cocky smile if you start with a frown. Hope will not abandon you if you lower your expectations, so join the dark side or taking applications. Then you can take this cruel existence and hate it right back. Turning your fear into telekinesis is the ultimate life hack. The worst people are in charge and nothing is ever fair. Let hate cloud your vision and grow out your hair. Don't be like that idiotic pilot who learned to put others first. Returning to save Luke was the beginning of his curse. He got frozen, he got shot, and stuck in carbonite just because he wouldn't stop believing in what's right, and he faced his son on a bridge built only for death. He kept fighting until his very last breath. Mom will die too, probably in the middle of a similar fight, or she'll be strangled by her own bra, drowning in moonlight. They'll both go down, with their boots on and their hair in buns. They'll both be remembered when their stories are done, but all be unique. To outshine their legacy, it won't be tough. To separate myself, I just have to give up. I don't need to concern myself with what's good and what's true. Emperor Smoke will tell me what I need to do, so good night, Father. I'm sure I'll be haunted by your ghost, but hopefully they'll change it to Alden Ehrenreich in post. But in my cage, I'll be free. Great power. No responsibility. Wait, is that a different franchise? Did Sony finally give us the rights? Anyway, this is the end of this bittersweet testimonial. With the death of my father, this douchebag is fully operational.
I think we were all thinking the same thing during that. We really miss seeing his dick in Girls. In the show, Girls. This is why you have more women in a show, so it's more inclusive for everyone. I can't hold it all up on my own, ladies.
I got it.
Thank you. All right, now, who we're bringing up next is someone who has been at literally every funeral I've ever done. Here's David.
All right, last time I'm butting in, this is David Schwartzbaum, and he's just dressed like a Jewish rabbi.
Was a nice Jewish boy born on the climate of Korea in the Lothar year of 2237, or according to the Jewish calendar, the 3rd of Adar 4319. Yes, that's right, even in a galaxy far, far away and a long time ago, there were Jews. And if you think they weren't, there weren't, it's because you're anti-Semitic.
Oh my God!
Han was named the Hebrew equivalent of Han in Hebrew, which is Hanan. This means cloud. And his anglicized last name, Solo, was actually Shimshon, meaning sunshine. We also know Shimshon from the Bible, Samson, who sacrifices himself to save the Jewish people from the Philistines. Wow. Could a name have more foreshadowing? To the ignorant, Han was a cloud, a murderer, self-absorbed, a thief. However, the sun's rays permeate through the cloud, and it will be Han's goodness that is remembered, especially how he sacrificed himself, like Samson did, his namesake, for the good of the world, to his nice Jewish son, Kyle. I've done 7 of these funerals, as Claire said, as Morlock Claire said. Over the last year, 2016 has been a tough year. And each time I do the same thing, I talk about this week's Torah portion, because I know some of you will make it to temple and some of you won't. But for the first time, I'm compelled to do something else. I was listening backstage in between my prayers, and I heard a lot of people saying not nice things about Han. Obi-Wan, who is a rabid anti-Israel, anti-Semite, said just some terrible things. And Han did do some controversial things, but he did them according to the Jewish law because he was a good Jewish boy, right? First, let me be clear. Han shot first, not Greedo. And Han had every right to shoot first. In Exodus, it states, if someone comes to kill you, rise up and kill him first. There it is. Greedo had a gun. Greedo wanted to send Han to Jabba, and we know what Jabba wanted. Therefore, Hanan had every right to defend himself. And as one of Han's favorite quotes by his idol King Solomon says, there's a time to kill, and there's a time to heal, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And Han knew it was a time to kill. And finally, I want to say this. Even if you think Han was a bad guy, at the end of the day, he made the ultimate sacrifice. The Sanhedrin states, quote, that parents should give up anything for their children. And the Sanhedrin was 70 white men. So you know what they said was very important and true. The Gemara states, a man can be jealous of anyone except their child. Han Solo, or as I knew him, Hanan Shimon, Shimon Ben Yehoshua Ben Yonko Goldfire. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. He died to save his son from evil. He is a martyr like his namesake Samson. In order to save the Jewish people and the entire human race, he sacrificed himself, just like the other martyrs we read about in Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva, who had his skin raked off with hot combs. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who had his head decapitated in front of his children. Han Solo is right there with these people. He is a hero. He is a martyr. A true Samson, true sunshine, and Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. As it says in Proverbs 22:1, feel free to repeat this, say this along with me, as I'm sure you all know it. Shem tov hu yoter, ratzu me'asher se'rav, a good name is more desirable than great riches, a good reputation than silver and gold. So please tonight, forget those terrible things you've heard, because the truth is, his name is golden, his name is sunshine, Hanan Shimshon. Now, guys, remember as you leave, Shiva will be tomorrow. It will be at Claire Linick's house. It is in Lakeview tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We'll do shopery services. There'll be a bagel breakfast afterwards.
You know, let's bring out the rest of the cast. Full cast.
Carbonite is that one of the best things about it?
What are you doing?
Just right.
I think for now.
Do we want to do another Jewish blessing?
No. No.
I know several more Jewish blessings.
We do not have another Jewish blessing.
I heard you talking about stones earlier.
Yes.
Carbonite.
I want to point out.
Crystal skulls are like stones. Those are real.
All right, I'll do another blessing.
No, I won't. No, that's, no. I think, in remembrance of Leah, we sing one song.
For Brit?
Yes. I fucking hate you. Could you start us off with a theme song, Indy?
Hmm? Indy? Who's that?
Did the Han.
My father?
Could someone start off with a theme song? I'm going to go find the notes.
What song?
The Star Wars theme song!
Oh, Chad, don't you have the Star Wars theme song on your phone?
Oh, dude.
Pitbull.
Sunscreen on there.
I got, oh, dude, my favorite, the back. Look at this photograph. Every time I do it, makes me laugh. Dick!
I was trying to have a nice moment. Carrie Fisher passed. We were trying to have a very nice moment to celebrate a very nice moment.
Alright, so the song we sing.
Sweet Jesus. Who knows the first notes? I can come in right
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes over at trythispodcast.com, or you could find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, basically anywhere you could listen to podcasts. Also, please give us a rating and review. That would really help us out if you want to. That'd be great. Don't judge the audio quality of the show by this one. Apologize, it's the first live show, and I didn't really know what I was doing, so I hope that you at least stuck the whole way and it sounded okay. Anyway, that's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have on a new guest and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.